Good morning again. I just got to kind of fill you in on like who's in the room here. It's me and Gary and Trey, and we're all framed up in this picture because Trey hooked us up, and so we're glad about that. And I want to give a shout out to how you guys have really worked hard to stay connected with each other when we're all social distancing and we're not supposed to actually be in each other's presence. I mean, the online hub groups were phenomenal. I've heard great things, and we just want to make that better. Which, by the way, if you're not in a hub group, this is an easy time to get connected to a hub group because you don't even have to leave home, man. You can sign in, and you can be like, you know, Mark and Ann were at my hub group. They had their camera facing the ceiling the whole time, so they could have even been naked in the hub group. I don't even know. I probably shouldn't have said that. But the truth is, this is a great time to get connected. And also, those of you that are posting things on our Facebook page, Jamie's kind of been in touch with you, just a way for us to encourage one another and to make sure that we are loving one another well during this really, really weird time that none of us really know what's going on. And really the only thing solid, the only foundation right now for any of us is Jesus, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we've ever needed to remember that, it's right now and right here. So we're going to kind of talk about maybe some things that hopefully encourage all of us this morning. But I want to start off by asking us a question. I have a friend on Facebook who's a missionary in Asia who posed this question on his Facebook page this week. And honestly, when I read it, I didn't really like it. Look what it says. He says, "What are you learning from God as a result of this COVID-19 crisis? What are you learning from God as a result of this COVID-19 crisis?" I'll be honest, when I first read that, I just kind of kept scrolling because I didn't really want to answer that question, but I couldn't get it out of my head, and I kept coming back to it. And the reason why I didn't really want to answer the question is because I knew what the answer was, and I didn't really like it. See, for me personally, I'm learning a few unsettling things from God. I'm learning that even though I say I'm cool with change, I don't really like change. I don't really like things messing with my schedule. I'm learning that I don't really trust God as much as I say that I trust Him. That really, if I'm honest, I trust my circumstances and things being comfortable and things being predictable. And life is anything but predictable right now. And for some of you, the whole comfort level of life has completely disappeared for this time. And so I want to ask you this question. Actually, I want you to take some time to think about an answer to this question. What are you learning from God as a result of this COVID-19 crisis? I think if we're honest, it's messing with all of us, right? I mean, some of us are experiencing anxiety. Some of us are angry. Some of us are depressed. Some of us just want some stinking toilet paper and for there to be ground beef at the grocery store when we go, you know? Some of us are just out of sorts. Things are up in the air. It's kind of crazy. Some of you may be even having a faith crisis right now. Like the God that you said that you've believed in, all of a sudden, your faith is kind of shaken by this. And the reason why is these are uncharted waters. It's no surprise that we're having such a hard time. Well, I hope you know this, but just as a reminder, in case you forgot it, in times of uncertainty, in times when things are chaotic, we need to focus on what we know. And I want to tell you some things that we know. We know that God is in control, even when everything else is out of control. We know that God can be trusted no matter what. And we know that He has something that He wants to say to us through His Word in the midst of our chaos and uncertainty. And so no matter what you're feeling, I want to offer you some encouragement and some hope from God this morning. Because, see, when I need encouragement, when I'm struggling, when I feel far from God, maybe when life is hard, when life is uncertain, when I'm struggling, when life is unpredictable, what I like to do is I like to go to the Psalms. And I do that all the time to find hope and to find comfort. Psalms kind of help me express what's going on inside of me, and they remind me of who God is and what He's done. And so that's what I want us to do this morning. I want us to go to the Psalms. Particularly, I want us to go to Psalm 91 together. Actually, we're just going to look at verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 91. I want you to read the entire chapter sometime this week. I hope you even read it before now. And I'll just let you know some of the stuff in there you're going to have to struggle with and work through, but that's good. But we're going to focus on Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, because I think there's something that God wants to say to us this morning. And I know we've been in this series on the Gospel of Mark, and I promise we're going to come back to that, but the world situation kind of dictates that we kind of change direction, at least for this week, maybe for a couple of weeks, as things are so crazy. And so, like I said, we're going to look at verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 91 to maybe get some comfort, to find some peace, and to turn our attention and our focus on God for just a minute. But before I read this, I want to lead you in a prayer. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray after me. I'm just going to say a sentence, and I want you to say it back to God. And I'd like for you to do it out loud, please. And the prayer is this. Let's pray. God, help me to focus right now.
God, help me to focus right now.
God, give me ears to hear from you.
God, give me ears to hear from you.
God, give me eyes to see where you're at work.
God, give me eyes to see where you're at work.
And God, give me a heart and a mind to understand.
God, give me a heart and a mind to understand.
Speak to me now.
Speak to me now.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. So, let's look at Psalm 91. Like I said, this is an incredible psalm that describes God's protection and his presence with his faithful followers. And it says this. It says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Let me read that again. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. There are a couple of things that I kind of want us to, or I want to point out from this verse. The first thing I want to make sure all of us notice is who God is. Like notice what God is called. He's called the Most High. He's called the Almighty. See, in times of stress, in times of uncertainty, like today, where things change by the minute, we need to remember who God is. We need to remember that God is the Most High God. That is, he is higher than every other God, that there is none like him, that there is none above him, and that he is the Most High God. We also need to remember that he is the Almighty God. He is the one who is all-powerful. He's more powerful than anything. That is who God is. He is the Almighty God. These names, the Most High God and the Almighty God, they remind us that God is in control. And I think a good description of life right now for many of us is that it is out of control. And it seems to get more out of control by the minute as new news bulletins come out, as there is another update from the CDC or from the president or from the governor. I mean, things just seem to be so out of control. But when life is out of control, we need to focus and lean into the God who is the Most High God and who is the Almighty God, who is in control all the time. We need to trust in the God who is in control when life is out of control. See, he is the Most High God. He is the Almighty God. The next thing I want you to notice from this is notice how it says, those who live. That little word live just jumped off the page at me as I was looking at this, because it says that you and I are to live in the shelter of the Most High God. That is, that you and I are to live in this protective presence. That's what a shelter is, right? A shelter is a protective presence. That we need to live in this protective presence of the Most High God. We're not to visit there. We're to live there. Like, it's not some place we're to go temporarily when we need something. Or we're not just to kind of go in and out when we have the time, you know. No, but we are to live 24/7 in the shelter of the Most High God. Now, I think if we're honest, most of us find ourselves wandering in and out of God's presence. But the truth is, if we want rest, if we want peace, if we want comfort, we need to live there. And I think most of us, that's what we want, right? We want some peace. We want some comfort in the midst of this chaos. But rest is only found when we live in the protective presence of the Most High and Almighty God. I think this is emphasized by the phrase, the shadow of the Almighty. I was thinking about a shadow. I don't know if you remember doing this when you were a kid. I remember my kids doing this when they were little. But where they would kind of try and keep up with my shadow, we'd be out on a walk, and they would do whatever they can to kind of step on my shadow, and I would move around, and they would do whatever they could to keep up with that. Well, if you think about that, the only way that we can be under someone's shadow is if we are near to that person. You can't be in someone's shadow if you're far away from them. And so the truth is, in light of what this psalmist says, you and I, we need to walk close. We need to walk in close proximity to our Most High God if we're going to find rest in His shadow. But I think if we're honest, the past few weeks, most of us have been living in the shadow of something else. Maybe we've been living in the shadow of the latest news broadcast. Maybe we've been living in the shadow of the latest government press conference. Maybe we've been living in the shadow of our social media feeds. And I'm not saying that those are bad. I mean, it's important for us to stay informed. It's important for us to stay connected. But it, for the most part, I mean, at least for me, I think it's probably true for you as well. Those things contribute to my anxiety and my stress. And it's only by remaining in the shadow of the Almighty, it's only by remaining in the presence of the Most High God that we will find rest and peace in this chaotic time. See, that leaves us asking, how do we stay close to God? Well, the only way to be close to God and to walk close with God is for us to invest in our relationship with Him. And if there was ever a time for you to dig down deep on your relationship with God, it's right now. Where we need to read His Word, not as a textbook, but as a love letter written directly to us to address and help us in the midst of this crazy time. That we need to meditate on His Word, that we need to kind of marinate on it, that we need to let it fill our minds more than we're letting what's on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or on the news or wherever we're looking. We need to let God's Word kind of dictate our thoughts and not all the craziness that's going on in the world right now. We need to pray in ways that we haven't prayed before. So, we've got to figure out how to be in constant communion and communication with God by staying close to Him. I love what James, who's the half-brother of Jesus, kind of tells us in James 4:8. Look at what it says. He says, "Come close to God, and God will come close to you." I love this verse because it's a promise, right? It's a promise that we're if we do our part, God will do His part. It's what's called a conditional promise. And our part is to come close to God. And if we do our part, God will come close to us. I want to make sure that we are doing our part to draw near to God, to come close to God. So let me ask you, what are you doing to come close to God right now? What are you doing to fulfill your part? Because I guarantee you, God's waiting to come close to you. But what that means is you're going to have to turn something off for a little bit. You're going to have to carve out a little bit more time to turn your attention and your focus onto God. Things that you used to do regularly, maybe you need to stop doing for a little while so that you can come close to God. For instance, this usually Sunday mornings after I get up, I do my quiet time, and then I go over to my sermon, and then I go get a shower, and then I come down and eat breakfast. And while I'm eating breakfast, I always kind of scroll through the news just to see what's going on. I scroll through Facebook, see what's going on. I check on ESPN to see what's going on. Not that there's anything going on in the sports world right now. But that's my normal habit on Sunday morning. And then I get in the car and I ride, you know, come up to church. This morning, I decided to make a change. That I was not even going to turn anything on besides what God was saying to me through His Word, that I was going to ignore all of that. And so what's something you can do to come close to God so that God will do what He promises to do and come close to you? So let's move on to verse 2. Verse 2 is incredible. The psalmist makes this great declaration about God. He says, "This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in Him." See, the psalmist, he makes this declaration about who God is. He says that God is, he declares that God is his refuge. He declares that God is his place of safety. He declares that God is his God. And then he says, he declares his trust in God. See, think about a refuge for a minute. A refuge is a place of shelter and protection from danger and trouble, right? That's kind of what we need right now, a place of shelter and protection in times of danger and trouble. The phrase, "my place of safety," actually paints this picture of a fortress that you go to in times of danger. When the psalmist declares that he is my God, he's declaring that God is the God above all other gods. He's rejecting all idols. He's rejecting anything else that takes the place of his God. And then he makes this amazing declaration that I'm going to challenge all of us to make at the end of this today, that God, I trust you. The God that my trust is in you and not in my circumstances and not in my situation. See, I want all of us to be able to make this declaration. I want all of us to be able to say that, God, you are my refuge. You are my place of safety. You are my God, and I trust in you. But I fear that many of us, we go someplace else for refuge and safety oftentimes. We go, or we have other things that are in the place of God in our lives that are really idols, and we don't really talk about idols a lot, but anything that takes the place of God in our heart is an idol. And a lot of us have things in our lives that are idols, and instead of trusting God, we trust in our circumstances too often. And my prayer for those of us who are part of Hope City Church family is that the psalmist declaration will become our declaration, that we will be able to say, God, you alone are my refuge. God, you alone are my place of safety, my fortress. God, you are my God. There's nothing else in my life that's in the place of you, and God, I trust you no matter what's going on. Well, I think we can learn something from these two verses. And the thing that we learn is that the one who lives intimately with God knows the greatness of his protection. That the one who lives intimately with God knows the greatness of his protection. God himself will become a mighty refuge and a place of safety. And our job is to rely on him and to trust in him. So in light of this, I just have a couple things I want to challenge you to do this morning. If you look at this list here, I want to challenge you first and foremost to spend more time with God than you have ever spent with God before. That you would meditate on his word, that you would not just read his word, that you would kind of let it soak into you and that it would become a part of you, and that you would spend more time feeding on God and his word than we do feeding on the news and social media. I would actually suggest that you maybe take a media fast. And I know that's kind of challenging to do right now because we think things change by the minute. If you're like me, I continually check the live updates on CNN.com or on BBC.com just to see what's happening. But that just takes my focus off of God. And so maybe you could just take 24 hours or take a few hours out of the day and put your phone down and turn your computer off and ignore the news and just spend some time with God. Go for a walk. Be outside. Walk and pray. And just focus on him. The next thing I want to encourage you to do is to meditate and memorize part of or all of this psalm. I think this is a great time for all of us to remember how important it is to meditate on and memorize God's word. You know, the psalmist says that I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. But we need to hide God's word in our heart to remind ourselves of who he is when everything else is falling apart. The next thing I want to challenge you to do is to trust God. If you're like me, one of the things that this has revealed is that my trust is often in my circumstances and my trust is often in what I can control than it actually is in God. But this is an incredible opportunity for us to trust in God. And here's the deal. We can trust in God even when things don't make any sense. Right? I mean, maybe you need to pray and say this to God. God, I don't understand what's going on. Things don't make sense to me, but I trust you. Maybe that's a great prayer for you to say every day. God, I don't understand. Things don't make sense, but I trust you, that you would make that declaration. And then something else I want to encourage you to do is to share this message. I think this is, and Liz and I were talking about that, this morning, that this crisis is an incredible opportunity for us to be the church, for us to connect with people in ways that maybe we haven't had an opportunity or an open door to connect with people before. And I know we're not supposed to go have face-to-face contact, but heck, God has allowed us to live in a day and age where we can connect with the entire world online like you're doing right now. And so what if you were to share this message with your friend group? What if you were to post it on your page? What if you were to tag someone in this message? Because I think there are people out there who need the hope of Jesus. And this is, you know, shouldn't be a surprise for us, but the hope of Jesus is for everyone. And the world needs Jesus now more than ever. And that's why, let me just say, if you're listening to this or watching this and you don't have a relationship with God, I want you to know that God loves you, and he loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for you. He sent his son Jesus to come after you. And you can have a relationship with God because of what Jesus has done for you. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I want to encourage you to put your faith in him, because he's waiting for you to move in his direction. He's already provided a way for you to have a relationship with him through the death and resurrection of Jesus. So would you just admit that you need him, that you're a sinner and that you can't do it on your own? Would you believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead? And then would you just kind of commit your life to him? I promise he is waiting to hear from you, and you can surrender your life to him from right where you are today. So, in light of this, what is it that you need to do this week? What do you need to do? Spend more time with God, meditate on and memorize part of this psalm, or trust God, or share this message. Let me read back over Psalm 1 and 2. Just again, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I want to declare that you alone are our refuge, and that you alone are our place of safety, and that you alone are our God, and that we trust in you. And God, right now, as we sing, as we have an opportunity to kind of focus our attention to you, would you just work in our hearts however you want to? And that your will be done, and that you would be glorified through it all. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.